We will be speaking today on the power of praise. That's right. We will be talking about the power of praise. And for those of you that are in a position to write, I'm just going to give you a few scriptures and then you can go back later because there is so much substance on this word that time would not permit me to just go into it deeply. But Psalm 34, where it talks about blessing the Lord at all times. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Psalm 150, that talks about let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And then our foundation scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, that says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. God bless you. There is a word from the Lord on today. And there are three points that we would like to bring out concerning praise today. And this whole message can be summed up in this one verse. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything. It didn't say for everything that we go through, but in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. Amen. And so praise God for some of you that have been wondering what it is, what is God's will for your life. There you have it. It says that in everything, give thanks to God, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Praise his holy name, Jesus. His will for us is to do what gives him the glory. Hallelujah. So three points quickly I would glean from this passages of scripture would be the purpose of praise. Hallelujah. The power of praise, and then the garment of praise. Now, first of all, we need to understand praising our Lord and Savior, praising our Heavenly Father, acknowledging and praising the Holy Spirit should be a continual lifestyle. Praise God. Praise him when you feel like it. Praise him when you don't feel like it. Praise him when things are going good, and praise him when things appear not so good. Hallelujah. Let's look again at Psalm 34:1. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Why should we praise him at all times? Because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He woke us up this morning and started us on our way. Hallelujah. Psalm 100 says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. The purpose of praise is to glorify our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. We praise God for who he is. He is so wonderful. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. He is a mighty God. He's a counselor. He is an everlasting Father. He is our Prince of Peace. Glory to God. The purpose of praise is to acknowledge the one that came all the way from glory, put on an earthly body, lived a perfect life here on planet Earth, doing good, and then died for the remission of our sins. Hallelujah. He died for the whole world, and then he rose again after 3 days. And to those of us that would accept him as Lord and Savior, he promises us eternal life. Hallelujah. In St. John 1:14, it says that the Word, who was Jesus Christ, was made flesh, and he dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. He was full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. We praise him because in that same chapter of St. John, the Bible says that all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Hallelujah. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. We praise him because even though he was handed over to his executioners because the world rejected him, the Bible says in St. John 1, 1:12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. We're talking about the purpose of praise. Praise escorts us into the very presence of God. Praise his holy name. Psalm 96:8 says, give unto the Lord the glory, do unto his name. Psalm 107:8 says that, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Praise God. Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. Praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Decree his wonderful acts among the people. Exalt his name. And if God hasn't done anything for you that you want to give him credit for, just keep right on living. Exalt his name. Hallelujah. Psalm 135:20 say, if you fear the Lord, you would bless his name. The purpose of praise, God, is to honor him and to express to him an attitude of gratitude, because God has indeed been good to us. He's been good in spite of us. The purpose of praise is to thank the Lord for what he has already done, for what he is doing right now, and bless his name. We are to remain excited about what he shall do. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now the power of praise is this. Psalm 34:8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Proverbs 3:5-6 say, to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. I send a challenge out there for you today. Trust the Lord, and then watch the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow be heaped upon your life. For he is good, and he is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Hallelujah. That brings us to our final point that talks about the garment of praise. And this is an abbreviated message, but you want to get the essence of what God is saying to you, that he is worthy to be praised high and lifted up. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. We see over in the 61st chapter of Isaiah, hallelujah, that we have a garment of praise. If we make a decision to put it on, we can take off that old garment of sorrow and put on the garment of praise and praise the Lord no matter what it looks like. There is a blessing when we trust in the Lord. He will put us on that cloak, that garment of praise. He will take us all the way through that trial. Hallelujah. His words say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he shall deliver us out of them all. Oh, my people of God, the words say, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. His mercies are everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So just stay closed up with the garment of praise. Don't take it off, and God will richly bless you. And we thank God for the power of his praise. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God.